I saw your poster on the cash register and on the window about your winter warmer, and a light bulb went off in my head, and I said, I'm sure Willie will be calling today to talk about all these events, because, you know, when you look at February 3rd and the 9th and the 10th and the 11th, it's only 3 weeks away, Willie.
I know. In our meeting last Wednesday, it all of a sudden dawned on us, time draws short, and it's been busy. You're not going to believe this, but it's been a month since I've been on the air.
What?
Well, here's why, because last Sunday was New Year's Eve, and of course you were off. The Sunday before that was Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. and you were off. The Sunday before that, you were broadcasting live from the Canaan VFW, mm-hmm. and that was a full, I didn't call in then because you're pretty much packed with interviews and so forth. So it was the December 10th was the last time I called in. Since then, we've had the chicken pot pie dinner that you were at, and we talked, and our jump camp has come and gone, and the kids are practicing 3-4 times a week now.
All right, now slow down. Let's talk about the last time we talked, and this is kind of cool that you bring that up. I didn't realize it was that long that we had spoken. The commander-in-chief there was just starting to make snow, and then we were going to get a little warm weather, and you were praying that you'd have...
Since I last talked to you, the winter warmer was born. Last time I talked to you, we didn't know it was going to happen yet. And that's a cocktail party, basically, that has, the way it's evolved, I don't know if it's by design, but we have it every 2 years. And it's held at the home of Susan and Curtis Rand. Curtis is the first selectman of Salisbury, of course. They got a beautiful home. They can accommodate 200 people, believe it or not, in their house. They got a big room, great room for entertaining. And it was started and continues to be a fundraiser for us. And this one has a very specific purpose, and I'm not sure I know exactly what it is. It may be for putting plastic, for turning the 20-meter hill into a year-round jumping facility. We've got so many things in the works, and we have so many plans that we'd like to do. Some are going to, some are wishful thinking, but that's one of the things we want to do. And anyway, I think that might be where those funds are targeted. One way or the other, it's going to go to one of our programs. But that's a $35 per person ticket, and it includes the Black Rabbit Bar and Grill is catering it like they did last time, and everybody raved about it. They do some great. It's dinner, basically. They have these sliders, and they have all kinds of stuff, and wine and beer are there for $35 a person. It's a great time. Get 200 people in there, some people you know, some people you don't, and it's just a great atmosphere. There are several places you can get tickets. One is online, and I don't have that information yet, but you can get tickets, as you know, Dave, at Laban's, Salisbury Pharmacy, Sweet Williams, Provisions, which is the breakfast-lunch place situated inside of the White Hart, and the White Hart itself. So that's five different places in Salisbury you can get tickets. And if history is any indication, they will be turning people away. The house does have a capacity, and I think it's 200 people. Sort of like the pot pie dinner, if you want to go, it's a very real cutoff point. So you'll want to get your tickets early because it's a fun time. And it's a February 3rd. It's the Saturday before Jump Fest weekend. The day before the Super Bowl. Yeah.
All right, so once again, that's going to be February 3rd, and what's the time?
That's 6 to 8:30.
6 to 8:30, so it's a small window, 2.5 hours, and you're done.
Yep, they'll have part of I'm sure the format will be the same. There'll be people, I think it was Lakeville Hose Company, God bless them, who park cars. That many people, you have to guide people around. They have fields and stuff there. And I remember Bullitt was a person when I pulled in 2 years ago, he was a person who met us and guided us to where to park. So everything's taken care of. It's a well-run event. We have volunteers doing it. I don't. Caroline Gilbert is one of our directors, and she's involved. But it's mostly a volunteer run event, and it's very well run, and it's fun. The food's great. The wine and beer are great, and it's just a fun time.
All right. Tickets are available where again?
Tickets are available at Salisbury Pharmacy, Sweet Williams, right across the street from the pharmacy, LeBond's, Provisions, which, if you don't know that name, it's part of the White Hart Inn. It's almost a separate little restaurant, like, where they serve breakfast. Very popular, by the way. Provide breakfast and lunch. The tickets are available there and in the White Hart itself. So it's five locations. Online, you can get them. I'm just not quite sure how yet.
That takes us up to the big event.
Yes, Jump Fest 2018, the 92nd year we've put this on. February 9th, 10th, and 11th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The format's pretty much the same. There's ski jumping, target jumping under the lights on Friday night. And then the human dog sled race, of course, afterwards. We're starting to get some interest, inquiries about that. Seems like every year we had like three or four teams last year that never competed before, so that was nice. You never know, you know, as you approach, some teams have come and gone, some are new teams, and some keep coming year after year. We never really know what we're going to come up with, but we've seem to have averaged around 12 teams every year, and that fills that evening slot pretty well, because the teams take off two at a time. They compete against each other in pairs, and then the winner of each, there are three divisions, men's, women's, and mixed, and the two best times in each category run off a second time for the trophy. So after the target jumping ends, the human dog sled races begin, and then that takes us through the end of the night.
And yeah, and that's, you know what, that's a fun night, because
it is.
Not only is it fun for the bobsledders, the human dog sledders, but it's fun for the competitive jumpers too, because they're just jumping. They're jumping for a financial prize put in their towards their college or whatever they're doing.
Yeah. And the fans, I mean, it's fun for them because it's different. They're not jumping for points. You know, there are no judges involved. They're just jumping, trying to hit a target, which is a challenging distance, but also, you know, side to side, they're looking to triangulate in and land on one spot, and that's more fun for them. But it's the same jumpers all 3 days, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. They're the same kids who have come from around the East. They're all great jumpers. They're all, many of them are vying for to make the junior national team, which is named Sunday after, at the end of ski jumping. And some of them will be in the Olympics. You know, it took me a while to feel comfortable saying that, because I'm involved in marketing, but it's happened enough times so that when you come to watch ski jumping, whether it's Friday night, Saturday, or Sunday, keep those names in mind. You know, the program you get, take it home with you, and remember and circle the names, because you'll see those names in the future. Because somewhere, sometime, they'll end up representing the United States in the Olympics.
Absolutely, and it's happened numerous times, right?
Oh, it has.
From,
oh, yeah.
Kids jumping from the from the East at Salisbury.
And some of them, we've watched them grow up, because every year they come down from Lake Placid or Hanover, New Hampshire, or wherever. They come year after year after year, and we watch them go from 12-year-olds to, you know, on up, and they end up in the Olympics, and we're very proud of them. It's almost like a step parent, you know, pride-wise. And yet there are others. Lindsey Vann, not to be confused with Lindsey Vonn, the downhill skier. Lindsey Vann was able to compete for the first time in the Russian Olympics in Sochi, because women weren't able to compete in the Olympics before then in ski jumping. She's jumped in Salisbury. Billy DeMong, who won the gold in the Nordic combined coup for the United States, he's jumped in Salisbury before. So we have this reputation of hosting, at some time or other, many of these Olympians have jumped in Salisbury. You never know the next one you're going to see, where they're going to go, how far they can go. And speaking of the Olympics, this is an Olympic.
Folks are qualifying to make the Olympic team, much like you guys. You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's high drama because every time you're seeing it on TV, their success or failure determines whether they've actually made the team or not.
Absolutely.
The final events you're watching determine whether they make it or not. And the Winter Olympics start the 8th, which is Thursday night. That's probably the opening ceremonies, I'm guessing. And the Winter Olympics are always good for Jump Fest because there's added interest in all things winter sports, including the Nordic events, which we're a part of. So we always get a boost in attendance every 4 years just because of the Olympics. It just helps us. Now, the last time we had a record crowd of like 5,000, it was like a perfect storm of Winter Olympics, great weather and TV coverage. So we're hopeful for that. And we've had a couple of challenging years. You know, last year we had, it's in the wintertime, just imagine the challenge of having 3 good days, you know, weather-wise in here. So we're keeping our fingers crossed.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, yep.
You know, you're up against the Mother Nature.
That's right. And it all depends on whether she's decided to be kind to us this year or not. But rather than bemoan it, I mean, last year we had the blizzard on Sunday, but we had almost a record day the day before. Saturday is not our biggest day attendance-wise, but we had a very good one. So that helped. I mean, I need to add that because that helped out a lot. But it would be nice. It would be nice to have a great Friday night, a great Saturday, and a great Sunday weather-wise with the Olympics. And we got. It looks like we're going to have some TV coverage too. And so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
All right. Now, is the snowball planned in there for Saturday night?
Yes. Well, I'm glad you brought that up because this year the White Hart or the snowball returns to the White Hart after many years of being elsewhere. The last few years, it's been in the annex building to the Lake La Hose facility. It's a kind of a warehouse-like building, and this year it goes back to where it always was, and many of us feel always should be. The White Hart was the home for decades of the snowball, and they pack people in, you know, but people spread out throughout the ballroom facility, but into the lobby and out onto the porch, and you know everybody has a great time. There's nothing quite like the snowball, and that's the Saturday night of Jump Fest.
Well, you got a fun-filled 3 days coming up, along with the warmer.
Yeah,
should be good, and hopefully like you say, to warm up and clear out a little bit. Well, I think we've had enough cold weather for a little while.
I think so. We've made a lot of snow. If we've made, Kenny's sometimes of the mind that you can never have too much, and he, you know, so I'm not sure where he feels we're at right now. But we've made a lot, and
Hopefully you'll call in the next couple of weeks and update us as we need to be updated.
As long as you'll let me, I'll be on.
Of course, that's always part of it now.